Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Just before we start today's show, Mid-Atlantic listeners, I'd like to implore you to go over to our new YouTube channel. Yes, you've heard it. We finally are putting our shows up on YouTube. Quite simply, go onto YouTube, search for Mid-Atlantic Podcast to subscribe to our channel. It's incredibly important that you do so for the sake of the algorithm, some jiggery poke which I don't quite understand, but you can watch all the episodes there. And please, for the love of all things holy, please subscribe to the channel because it really will help me out. Now, plus, for an exclusive experience, visit royfield.com and sign up to our newsletter. Now, this will give you access to the live podcast recordings on Zoom, where if you are in the audience, you can engage and ask questions with our expert guests. So join us on this journey of exploration and understanding of the world of politics in the US, in the UK, and globally. Subscribe and sign up today.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem.
The United Kingdom is a great country.
Never, never been a good bet to bet against America.
Hi, hello and welcome from Birmingham, from across the pond. I'm your host, Royfield Brown, who is somewhat deeply fascinated by the vibrant tapestry that is American politics. And today we're going to look in a very small, short episode at the polls surrounding the Republican race for the presidency. We're going to do that with our political pollster, Logan Phillips. But first, I just want to think out loud. Should the US abolish its primary system? As a Brit who is somewhat keenly observing the American political scene, I find the primary system both fascinating and excruciating in equal measure.
It's time to finish the job.
America's comeback starts right now.
It's akin to watching somewhat of a complex chess game where every move could redefine the board, coupled with obscene amounts of money where many of the pieces on the chessboard are irrelevant to the final result.
Well, hello, Iowa, how are you?
This year, the Iowa caucuses are stirring up quite the conversation, especially with Donald Trump's immense lead over Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
You think Joe Biden can tell you about it? He doesn't have a clue. Telling you, I saw the other night, he couldn't find the stairs off the stage.
Opinion polls are showing Trump in a commanding position, despite campaigning less than DeSantis and Haley in the state. With his presence looming large over Iowa, does this mean that Iowa no longer has its outsized importance in the race to the White House, if the leader in the polls has barely even campaigned there? The question on everybody's mind isn't whether he'll win, it's by how much.
It's almost like I wake up in the morning, do you think they'll arrest me today? I never got arrested before.
The shift to state-by-state presidential primaries in the 1970s marked a significant change in American politics, coming after the chaotic Democratic Party convention in Chicago in 1968.
Wisconsin!
Mr. Chairman, most delegates to this convention do not know
that thousands of young people are being beaten in the streets of Chicago. And for that reason, and that reason alone, I request the suspension of the rules for the purpose of adjournment for 2 weeks.
Wisconsin is not recognized for that purpose.
Before this, smoke-filled rooms decided which politician was to be his party's candidate for the presidency, with primaries playing a minor role at best in the process.
I want tonight to express my thanks to the people of West Virginia for their fairness, their competence, for their support.
Is it time for the US to revert to a system where political parties again have more sway in vetting candidates before the primaries even begin? This could potentially lead to a healthier political environment. No major democracy selects its party leaders the way the US does, and none has such an extensive election period, which is approximately 18 months out of a four-year election cycle. Also, there would be less money in politics, more focus on candidates' fitness for office. Surely that's an appealing thought. But here's the rub. Could the current system lead to an authoritarian takeover? Because the system does reward political extremism at the expense of coalition building. The rise of figures like Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy into the mainstream of American political life can't be brushed underneath the carpet, and the strength of their tail wagging the dog grievance politics. The current system also binds the hands of delegates, preventing them from voting based on party platforms or personal conscience at the party conventions. Is this even democratic? So should we see a return to a system where parties have more control, picking candidates based on their genuine suitability for office? It's a debate which isn't just theoretical anymore, especially with events like the upcoming Republican caucus in Iowa and the threat of a second Trump presidency. Now, speaking of Iowa, with Trump's anticipated victory, we're eager to delve into matters more deeply. Let's hear from our polling expert, Logan Phillips, from the website Race to the White House, about the latest polling insights.
So Chris Christie just dropped out. And that might not make very big implications nationwide because Christie is polling at only 1 or 2% nationally. He has a lot of support in New Hampshire.
I'm going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump ever be president of the United States again. And that's more important than my own personal ambition.
Because Christie has been running on an anti-Trump campaign that carries a lot more sway in that state thanks to all the independent voters and the Democrats who are able to vote so long as they change their party registration on the day of the election. And while a lot of those voters would much prefer Chris Christie because he's been much stronger in denouncing Trump than Nikki Haley, who usually skirts the question whenever she can, Haley is clearly the successor for those voters because she's far more moderate and she's the one that maybe has a pathway to more so than DeSantis lately, who's been falling in the polls. And so what we're seeing for Nikki Haley, who has been surging like crazy in New Hampshire and is now over 30% in the polls, is with all the second choice support, she can make this, the race gets within 5%, at least in my polling average at Race to the White House. And so that's not just guesswork about what we think Christie supporters will do. That's what Christie supporters are telling us in the polls that are asked who their second choice is, and overwhelmingly, the choice is Nikki Haley. And so if we trust them and take them for their word, it's going to be a huge bump for her.
The way you stop bad people from doing bad things is you have to show strength. American strength keeps the world safe.
So the question is, where does Haley go from here? Because Haley has done a great job of consolidating the anti-Trump support, especially with Christie on the way out, but she has failed to win over the key group that anyone who's going to beat Trump is going to need. And that is voters who are open to voting for Donald Trump, that have a strong relationship with the former president, but aren't completely sold, that say they're open to voting for someone else. Ron DeSantis was very well positioned to do well with those guys when he was in a much stronger position early on in the race. Nikki Haley is just much more seen as the establishment. She doesn't run with a lot of anger. She doesn't have the whole burn it down, and she doesn't have antipathy towards other groups. And that's just a key part of the GOP politics in the Trump era. Haley is probably going to grow a lot if she does well in Iowa and gets second, which is where she's polling right now. She could knock out DeSantis. She carries it forward with a strong New Hampshire, especially if she's able to win it. And I'm sure that will help her support. She'll probably grow more than even the second choice polling would suggest because a lot of voters are going to hear her message for the first time. But for her to actually win, for her to even crack it within 20%, she's going to have to change and do something differently. So it's still Donald Trump's primary to lose, but we could be seeing it at least get a little more interesting and competitive, depending on what happens in New Hampshire now that Chris Christie is out.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With the Iowa caucus just around the corner this Tuesday, how well Haley will do could well set the tenor for the Republican primaries. Will the recent departure of Chris Christie from the race, while seemingly minor in terms of national polling, could well indeed have significant implications, particularly in New Hampshire. Haley's challenge, as Logan astutely pointed out, lies in expanding her appeal beyond the anti-Trump faction. So a strong showing in Iowa and potentially in New Hampshire is pivotal for her campaign. I hope you enjoy this insightful small episode with Logan Phillips. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. Keep an ear out for our next episode where we'll continue to unravel the complexities of politics on both sides of the Atlantic and the world abroad. Don't forget, you can email me at royfield@gmail.com and that left to centre politics is right thinking politics. We have a YouTube channel, please go there. And also go to royfield.com to sign up for our newsletter. So until then, from across the pond, this is your host, Royfield Brown, signing up. Stay informed, stay engaged. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.